Yeah, you'll find out a bit.
Yeah, it's good, sir.
I saw him open
the
bottle,
Portuguese
just poured it, so...
Fucking hell.
They should have just said... Jack Daniels. Was it Jack Daniels was drinking?
I don't know.
You had a whiskey mash.
I think it's your own.
Yeah, whiskey mash.
No. Was it Jack Daniels?
It was Jack Daniels, it was. I remember seeing the bottle, the square bottle that he opened and just poured it, and I thought, is that it? Then I got it like a cocktail.
Yeah,
stick in a
I thought that. I thought for that price, I got the bowl. I'm bongo.
Yeah, that was about £8. That was.
Carton of your finest, I'm bongo.
I'm feeling sassy tonight. Give me a carton of your finest, I'm bongo, and some monster munch. You know where that came from? It was. I think it was the Far Show. They used to take. They had a big guy who used to go into restaurants, and that's what he used to do. He'd go, "I'll have the foie gras and the truffles. Anything to drink, sir? Yes. And I'm bongo."
You used to say it like that.
It's so cool.
You're booing, by the way.
Am I? Mm. Why is it on? Mm. Oh, you bastard!
I should have done it earlier when we were talking about
that's
the bush.
A good story, actually.
No.
Oh, God, yeah.
Damn it.
Anyway, let's go back to the conversation of Rita's bush. John. Who am I
John?
With? I sleep with anyone these days. I don't even remember their names. Pete, was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
Oh, I can smell semen. Oh, that's rancid.
Well, if you can, it's yours.
That's, no, it's not. Oh, that's horrible,
well,
mate.
It wouldn't have been Lisa's, would it? It's certainly not my own.
It's
yeah,
not
I didn't,
me.
I didn't think that out. Yeah.
No, you didn't think that out.
Yeah, Pete's been telling us about his neighbour, Rita. Gita. Who had an extraordinarily large bush, apparently. And when he drew her attention to it, she rung him up and said, "I've had a little mishap with a shaver." And he went round there and she was a bald eagle.
Balder than you?
Yeah, she was balder than my head. Anyway, we survived the night.
Was
and... I had to have that horrible thing of all night long, I had my face in the wall and perched on the edge of the bed like the Eiger, with Pete breathing on my back, which wasn't nice. Breathing quite heavily.
Up your ass,
what?
You don't look.
What have you done to your shirt?
You don't know.
That's got a busk. That's Toffee. Sticky Toffee.
Toffee. Oh, that's lamb.
Toffee everywhere.
Or
lamb. Or
lamb,
yeah. It's did you just like clean your plate with your arm?
God, I don't know.
That looks like one of those false arms that you get in the horror shops. Oh, Pete, that's really wrong. Why have you got your shirt on anyway?
I don't know. Because I just got in and spent.
Just got in. Anyway, you were telling a story.
Like
you survived.
Skin.
Got distracted
survived.
By Pete's mucky sleeve.
Survived the night, and I had to lie here between fucking two snorers like Thomas the Tank Engine and Ivor. By the side, puffing and
bad.
Pete, nice hair.
Is nice. He just drunk
yeah.
Stella?
Yeah. Nice hair. Yeah. No, he didn't drink Stella. He just sucked the duvet on the Stella that you spilt last night. He had a little accident with his beer last night. Well, quite a big accident, in fact, with his beer last night. Spat it.
It was just to hide the
yeah.
fact that I wet
Pete,
myself.
My yeah. bedhead's better than yours.
Your bedhead's like a young child.
Feel it. It feels like Rita's pubes.
It doesn't, it's nowhere near as bushy. British dudes feel like one of those pan scourers. How would I know? Pete rang me in the middle of it, said, "Pan scourer, send me a picture." Yeah. Are we still booing?
Yeah,
this?
You haven't talked about the bamboo bed.
Yeah, I'm going to just explain. I'm lying in a bed that is bamboo.
Oh, you got about 60 seconds.
Well, I'm wasting three listening to you. It's a bamboo bed, right, and it looks like a giant conservatory glass-top coffee table made out of bamboo, but the glass has been taken off and a double mattress has been
put
on top.
But it's the fact that most of the bed goes into a big triangle.
Yeah, most of the bed actually goes into this random triangle in the wall, which I've had my head wedged in twice. And it's like working under the arches with one of the Mitchell brothers, and I've battered my head a couple of times on it. But it's kind of peep, this bed. With the telly right at the end, and that's the telly that he saw his reflection in.
And watches his
and
porn.
Watches his porn. With a stig on top, yeah. With a Christmas decoration at his feet. I guess it's just festive. Just festive.